The Nice and the Good by Iris Murdoch.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. A head of department, working quietly in his room in Whitehall on a summer afternoon, is not accustomed to being disturbed by the nearby and indubitable sound of a revolver shot. At one moment, a lazy fat man, a perfect sphere, his loving wife called him, his name Octavian Gray, was slowly writing a witty sentence in a neat, tiny hand upon creamy official paper, while he inhaled from his breath the pleasant, sleepy smell of an excellent lunchtime burgundy. Then came the shot. Octavian sat up, stood up. The shot had been somewhere not far away from him in the building. There's no mistaking that sound. Octavian knew the sound well enough, though it was many years since as a soldier he'd last heard it. His body knew it, as he stood there rigid with memory, with the sense, now so unfamiliar to him, of confronting the demands of the awful, of the utterly new. Octavian went to the door. The hot, stuffy corridor, amid the rushing murmur of London, was quite still. He wished to call out, "What is it? What has happened?" but found he could not. He turned back into the room with an instinctive movement in the direction of his telephone, his natural lifeline and connection with the world.